Namaskar. Here are a few reflections on the path of human progress. Long ago, there were five brothers, warriors, kings, who lived on this earth, and they were known as the Pancha Pandavas, or the five Pandava brothers. And this was way back in India, long, long ago. They were great warriors and fighters. In particular, the eldest was named Yudhisthira. Begins with a Y. Y-U-D-I-S and T-H-I-R-A. And Judas means battle or fight. And steer means equanimity. So it means he who maintains equanimity even while in the throes of battle. Actually, of all the five brothers, he was the most erudite and introverted. The others were more warrior-like. But Yudhisthira was of great character. And that was all going on during the what they call the Kshatriyan era, the Age of Warriors, where there was warfare going on and all sorts of different types of chivalry and codes of honor related with the battle and how it would be. So in this present era, we may think that, oh, we may not be in the army or the armed forces. What battles do we have? But the yogi said that human life is filled with battles. Everything is a struggle in this life. Just to take a step forward in life, one has to fight the force of gravity, lift the leg, and then advance the foot forward, and then move ahead little by little. Where there's no struggle, where there's no battle, there's no movement, there's no forward progress, and there's no such thing as staying the same. So if you're not moving forward, then there's statistically a degradation that's going on. So human life is this constant endeavor, constant movement, constant battle to overcome degrading and static forces, and always trying to move ahead. We encounter this all the time. When we wake up in the morning, we feel stiff, lethargic, but we have to overcome that lethargy, that inertness, and we might do meditation, we might do our yoga movements or some poses, and that makes the body vibrant, fresh, energetic again. And so that's what this human life is. Constantly, we're constantly going one battle after the next, and by gaining victory over these small battles, it creates a sense of momentum, a sense of propulsion, which is so needed to create a positive, ongoing, positive endeavor or forward movement in life. And so always we're overcoming battles, of whether it be our fears or worries or concerns, whatever it may be, but always injecting a little bit of shakti, a positive energy, so we can always climb that next hurdle and move into that next sense of victory, or our own little greatness in life, that little sense of overcoming obstacles, so we can move on and inspire others to do the same. So when we can do all this, keeping balanced mind, equanimity of mind, sanctity of mind, then we've achieved that state of Yudhisthira, of meeting and advancing through all the battles of life, yet maintaining that quietness, that serenity. And here we should emphasize that the battles are not of selfishness or malevolence, but life is full of battles of, ideally, of benevolence and doing something wonderful, inspiring to help others in the path of human progress. So just a few thoughts. Namaskar.